Okay, no, no. Okay, I found all my stuff. All right, so let's start off talking about...
Let's talk about school.
Well, yeah, we can talk about that. How is it now at school?
Awesome!
Yeah?
Stuff like that.
Well, explain. Give me an example of what...
Yeah, I can have fun now because I can talk to my friends.
Yeah? Like, give me an example of what you can do now that you couldn't do before. Like, a specific...
I can talk.
No, a specific example.
Like, I can actually tell people what I want to play.
Okay. Stuff. Yeah.
Like still give me... showing, like, actions. Like, I get a ball and I just kick it on them.
That's what you used to do?
No, I did it. I was just, like, I just did what other people
would
do.
Oh, you didn't even pick before. You just, whatever they would do, you just would go along
and
with it.
And if I saw, and if they were doing something that I wanted to play, what are the options I wanted to play, I would play. And if they were, I would just do play with someone else.
Okay, and now what do you do? You're talking about at recess, right?
Yeah.
So now what do you do at recess?
I can tell them what I want to play and they say sure.
Okay, well, that's a big difference. That has to make you be a lot happier, right? Okay. And another thing, this might not be as significant to you, but I know it's a big deal to the teachers and stuff too. Now you don't have to use a bathroom pass. Mm-hmm. You just ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because how did that make you feel before when you had to use a bathroom pass?
Felt like I was handicapped, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Like
explain
those
that.
Handicap cards that the people have.
Right, okay. Explain, like handicapped how?
Like, I just feel like it because I for some reason feel like I'm in a wheelchair because, and especially with the card, with the handicap cards for some reason.
Maybe did it kind of make you feel trapped? Like you weren't like everybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. And kind of made you stand out, I bet, because it was different.
Yeah, I was trying to make me talk, but then I was just like, I'm like, I have to, but I can't.
Yeah.
And then I finally did it.
Yeah, and what made you be able to do it? Do you just, like the day that you did, talk about that.
Like, I raised my hand and someone just... Well, someone raised their hand and they said, I go to bed at, I forgot, but then I was the first person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just breathed really hard and went.
Like deep breaths?
Before it was my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went like, okay, and then I did it.
So you just told yourself you could do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just breathing really hard out of my nose and my mouth.
Did it help relax you? Yeah. And then how did you feel when you said, I go to bed at 8:30? That first time, how did that feel?
I was excited.
Yeah. What else?
Talk.
Right. But what else? How did you feel? Like just you inside?
Like what I was doing when I was trying to breathe or...
No, like once you did it, like once you said, I go to bed at 8:30, and then you realized that that actually happened, that people actually heard that. What did you feel like?
I was like, yay.
Yeah. Were you kind of relieved?
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain
and
that.
And I was excited and stuff like that.
Yeah. And how did it make you feel better? Like, how did it make you feel relieved?
Like, because, like, I did because, like, now I can talk to each other so I know it, so they know what I want to actually do.
Mm-hmm. Because was it hard to not talk all that time?
What?
Was it hard to not talk, like all through first grade? Was it hard to go to school? Yeah, to go to school every day and never talk?
Yeah, it was hard that I couldn't. I was trying to talk on the first day of kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
but then I was just like, because in kindergarten I was little, and when I was littler, I was more nervous.
You were more nervous. So as you got older, you got less and less nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like, so, like, when I got a little bigger, or like when I grew like my size a tiny bit, mm-hmm. I got a little less nervous.
So were you?
Because I've been in there for my kindergarten for like a month
mm-hmm.
or two.
Mm-hmm. And then what about first grade? Did you feel a little bit better in first grade than in kindergarten?
Yeah, I felt a lot better in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And in first grade, I was trying harder, as hard as I could when I was that age. And then now in second grade, I talked finally.
Awesome. That has to make a big difference for you. Just make you more relaxed at school.
Yeah.
Are you happier about going to school now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now, like, I can talk to Luke now, kind of.
Well, sure. And everybody else.
Well, I always could. And when I didn't talk at the beginning of second grade, I didn't talk at the beginning. And I was just, since Colton went to our house, I could whisper in his ear at school.
Oh, so you started
And then
out?
I started, and then I whispered in more people's ears, because I whispered to Colton's, Jack's, and other people.
Before you said you went to bed at 8:30?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that, and I don't think Miss Armstrong even knew that.
Yeah.
So you practiced kind of
and
just
I
like...
And I was talking to Miss Armstrong, too, before.
You were?
Yeah.
Just whispering?
Like, doing our DRA, I talked to her.
Oh, yes.
And, like, when I needed to go to the bathroom, I only needed the hall pass for a week.
Oh, that's good. And then you would just tell her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
And now, do you just talk nonstop to everybody?
Well, I don't talk nonstop, but just, I talk a lot to people.
Yeah.
To, like, one of my good friends and stuff.
Yeah. So let's talk about the music program.
Well, I was just kind of nervous when I went up to my speaking part. Because
yeah.
I talk to a ton of people, but just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Okay, let's talk about the music program.
Well, I was nervous at my speaking part.
Yeah, because talk about that. You actually had a speaking role by yourself
in front of
every second grade parent, which there are, I think, 130 second graders. So that auditorium was pretty full with family members.
Yeah, so there was probably like 192 or something.
More than that.
No, 92 adults. And
at least.
Babies.
I bet there was probably 300 people in that auditorium.
No.
Yeah, I mean, two parents per kid, plus there was grandparents and siblings. There was a lot of people. That auditorium was full. And so, tell me about it.
It wasn't all full.
Pretty full. Okay, so tell me about it when you came up to the microphone.
Well, I was nervous, but then I was breathing when I was getting to my part. Because I think I was the second one in my row.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes like... So I was the third person because it goes this side. And I was right here, so...
Right. And tell me what you said.
What is it again? Wait.
Oh, I don't know if I still have it. Wasn't it, who wants to ring a bell anyways? Or who wants to hear a bell anyways? It's not in their hand. Remember, Bo got a hold of it.
I forgot.
I think you said, who wants to hear a silly old bell anyways? Something like that.
I don't think they said that. Well, I don't remember.
Well, I have it on video, and I still am in disbelief. Like, I can't believe you did it. That's such a change from last year. You didn't even want to participate in the music program. In fact, you didn't. Remember, you went to soccer practice instead.
I just did that because I didn't know you couldn't miss your first practice. Because, yeah, that was my first practice.
Right. You could have missed it. But... You didn't want to do the music program last year. And this year, I think you wanted to do it, and you even volunteered for a speaking role. Because you didn't have to do a speaking role.
I...
Right?
Yeah, but I wanted to do a speaking and a singing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I think I would like a speaking part.
Yeah. You did great. Everyone was, like, all the parents that know us were telling me, like, oh my gosh, so proud of Henry. Can't believe it. What a change. It was pretty cool. Another thing you did recently that was huge, you went to your first reconciliation and talked to the priest.
Yeah, when I was waiting, I was like, okay, I do not know who in the world who this guy is. But, okay.
So, like, were you nervous? But you know what? Everybody's nervous doing reconciliation. It's awkward. It's nervous. Leo was so nervous last year. I even get nervous.
Did you?
Yeah. This year? Yeah, because it is nerve-wracking to go up on the altar and tell the priest your sins. That is nerve-wracking. So that's normal. But you did it.
So that's pretty... what is the word again? Well, I think it's, like, pretty good for my age.
Definitely good for your age. Absolutely. You're only, like, 7. That's a big deal.
Like, and it's just weird for your age because you're almost 39.
Well, I just turned 38. But, well, yes.
You're almost 39 and okay. You're still nervous from the priest.
Well, it's just a nerve-wracking situation, I think, for most anyone.
Why?
Well, because you're going and confessing
your
sins that you think that you've done wrong. So it's a nerve-wracking. So that's normal to be nervous, but I was so proud of you that you did it. So you've had some major, major changes lately with school, with the program, with the confession. What else is better? Let's talk about soccer practice. Like, how awesome is soccer going?
Well, good, because I can talk to my soccer team, too.
Yeah.
Like,
does that make it... Does that make it more fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain a little bit. Like, how is soccer better this year than last year?
Because I can talk to you.
Well, I know that, but...
My team.
Yeah, but how does that help you? Does it help you to get to know the boys better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because now, when you're sitting on the bench, like when you're rotating out, what is it like? Before, what was it like?
It's about green action.
What?
Green action.
What's green action? Oh, that is the dish soap. You're losing focus. Stay with me here, just a few more minutes. So, it obviously makes for a more fun experience for you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How do you like being goalie? Do you like that?
Because I can almost, literally, block almost every shot sometimes.
Yeah. You're doing pretty awesome.
Because even when I get at the top corner, I just go,
Yeah. And that takes some confidence, too. I don't know. Would you have wanted to be goalie last year? Would you have felt comfortable? You have to speak.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I can't see you shaking your head. No, you wouldn't have felt comfortable. How come?
Because last year, we didn't have goalie gloves, and plus my hands were way littler than a ball, kind of, because we use size 5, I think.
No, you use size 4.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
We once used a 4.5 that's bigger than a 4.5. And it was super close to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt my hands. And then whenever every goal I tried to stop when I was goalie, it all went through my, like, my body. So now since we have stronger gear, just here, like, with pads on the goalie stuff and they're long, and we have goalie gloves, I can block them now.
Cool.
Because I still blocked the ones last year, but they just bounced out of my hand and hit the post and didn't go in.
Yeah.
Because the ball was really pumped up, and it was higher than a 4.5. It was super close to a 5, and my hands were super littler than it, kind of.
Mm.
But not super littler, just littler than it. And it hurt my hands. It went like, and then it but I went like this. I stopped it,
mm-hmm.
but then it just bounced over my hands. Or sometimes hit the post and then went in.
Yeah. So what about, this is the last thing we're going to talk about. How do you feel about the medicine?
Well, it's gross.
Besides the taste.
I have no clue.
Well, do you think it helps you? Do you think do you feel different with it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Moshi.
So you do think it helps?
Yeah.
How do you think when you go off of it?
I don't think it helps that much, but it helps a little, but my body mostly did it.
Your body mostly did it?
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, because I was trying as hard as I could,
mm-hmm.
but the medicine was just getting like 4 inches closer.
Just got you a little bit closer?
Yeah, like a little, but like this much closer.
So you think you did a lot of the work and the medicine just kind of gave you that extra 4 inches?
Yeah, the medicine did kind of like this.
Uh-huh. And how much did you do?
Like, I would say like this much.
Okay. So like 4 times that.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you go off the medicine, how do you think you'll be when you go off the medicine?
How long did this take so far?
11 seconds. How do you think do you think talking will be the same when you go off the medicine?
Like the whole thing, how long?
I don't know.
I think it's like 1 hour.
Oh.
Or something.
Okay, this is the last question.
What?
I know you're losing focus. What? How is talking going to be when you go off the medicine?
Well, it's going to be good because I won't have the medicine anymore and I can just talk because it just gets me have to do more stuff with the medicine.
What do you mean?
Like, I have to do more stuff.
What do you mean you have to do more stuff? Oh, you mean just take it? Oh, okay, so you might have an extra 30 seconds to work with. Well, I meant more like you said the medicine got you 4 inches closer. Do you think you're going to be able to do those 4 inches on your own without the medicine now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to matter?
No.
So you'll still be able to talk just the same?
So is it over?
I want to know, do you think you'll still be able to talk just the same without it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it's over. You've done enough.